Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Pubs, clubs, prisons, schools, our next guest will play anywhere, including Open House. Nice, you can add that to your resume. Levi McGrath, great to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Sheridan. Thanks for having us.
22 years old?
Yes.
And you've been singing for how long?
I've been singing for 9 years. Mostly started around the house, I think, with my sister singing to Mariah Carey and my dad, you know, belting out the John Farnham. But grew from there to being in bands as I grew up around Bendigo in Victoria, and eventually moved up to Lismore to study music in composition and songwriting, and moved back down to Victoria to pursue music, I guess.
So it started off with piano, I believe.
Yeah.
Then you've moved to more singing, songwriting, guitar-based stuff.
I started off, playing piano at age 10, and I picked up bass after piano because I just really liked the sound of it and the feel of it, loved it.
If I was to play any musical instrument, I think it would be the bass.
It's a great instrument, yeah. And then that kind of made I got some rhythm and picked up a lot of really cool things from learning to play bass and playing bass in bands, to then going up and picking up the electric guitar and learning how to play that. And being on the road a lot, it's the most portable, versatile instrument I've found that's easy to write songs with. Yeah, it's really
tough
good.
To carry on the baby grand these days.
Yeah, isn't it? Tough. The boot sizes, limited.
It's amazing the amount of singers, songwriters, musicians that come out of a church background. And you also, your father was a pastor.
Yeah, dad was a pastor. Both him and mum were in ministry right through my childhood. And they would travel around to different churches, basically in really regional parts and rural parts of Victoria, taking over churches that had ministers that hadn't been on long service leave for, 20, 30 years. So to give them a big ministry break so they could, have some recuperation time and come back.
So you're used to life on the road then, aren't you?
I think so, yeah. It's kind of ingrained, but we do enjoy it. We do enjoy getting away. I'm on tour with my wife now, and it's kind of like the natural thing. We don't feel worried about being away from home too much. It's great to be able to experience on the road. But yeah, growing up in that church background, I think, there's music from a young age. You go to a live gig pretty much every week when you see the church band perform, and you can sing from a young age congregationally and learn harmonies and all these kind of things. And yeah, you do pick up a lot.
And you've had some interesting gigs along the way. You've sung in women's prisons?
Yeah, Deer Park, just in Melbourne. There's a big women's prison there, and we're able to go in through a group called Prison Network Ministries. And it's basically a group of ladies that, had this idea of, wouldn't it be great to reach some people in prison and to reach these women in prison who life in there is pretty dull. Megan, my wife and I got to go in, and we first visited the really high security part of the women's prison. Nicest ladies you've ever met. Mm-hmm. It was just like meeting your mother, made some mistakes along the way, are working through, and we're able to share some songs with them. And it was amazing because they were requesting songs during the concert, like Amazing Grace and like old Hillsong songs like Jesus, Lover of My Soul, because they saw Darlene Check sing it on Christian televisions, on the TVs they got there. And it was, I think, really humbling and inspiring for us to go in. It was really
some
special.
Some of the most amazing stories of grace I've actually experienced through people who are working in prisons or through the moments I've been there myself as well. Some wonderful times. Tell me about this impromptu gig you did at a metal workers factory.
We were invited to go and play up in Tamworth at this community concert just in the park. And the next morning we had some free time, and the guy that was organising the concert said, I've got a fence working metal factory that we, manufacture fences and pool fences. Why don't you come down and do a gig for my staff down there? Rock up at this factory, and there's about 8 staff. They're all bearded, tattooed, dirty, sweaty. Mm-hmm. These big, toughest guys you've ever seen.
And you said, Dad, you brought your friends.
And they walk out and they're on their smoko. And so he just introduces me. Here's Levi McGrath, he's a singer from Melbourne. He's going to share his journey with you. So pretty much share my testimony, my life story. I'm more nervous than gigs playing in front of thousands of people. This is crunch time. I've started to share some songs, and I've just started with the, more secular of my material and worked towards the stuff that's really about my faith and sharing about my faith and what I believe in God and, songs about Jesus and what he's done for us. And you're seeing these guys come up afterwards and they're like, man, yeah, I've really started to question, lately what I believe or, faith or, even just contemplating is there a spiritual side to life and what's this God you've been singing about? And it really opened up all this conversation with people I never thought would question that, but it was really amazing gig.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? Everybody actually has that quote Pascal of all those generations ago, the God-shaped hole in the heart. Some special moments for you already here in our country, but also you've spent a fair bit of time in Uganda.
Yeah, we actually lived in Uganda for 3 months back in 2006, where we got to work with a small organization there that looked after orphans and widows. Megan was a school teacher, and I got to be the soccer coach, which I was very poor soccer coach. They put me in goals one day because they thought I was, you know, this big, long Australian guy. I should be able to stop a few goals. They scored 6-0 against us, and the guys on the sideline were yelling at me to get off the field because I was useless. So I'll leave them to play soccer, but we're able to take music over there as well and go out to some of these regional places where children were running up with their only possession, which was the pair of undies that they were wearing and, you know, a little t-shirt, and that's all they had. Oh. And we're able to take clothes in and a bunch of food and stuff like that everywhere we went. But we also got the chance to minister to them through song, you know, teach them little songs from Australia, little Sunday school songs from here. And also they'd teach us their songs that they knew in their language. And that was really, really special to kind of walk away being impacted as well as having the chance to impact. It was really
and
beautiful.
You're looking to go back to Uganda at the end of the year, aren't you?
Yep, we've picked up the bug for sure. Yeah. We're heading back in December for hopefully a period of 4 months to work with the child soldiers in the north of Uganda. This rebel group called the Lord's Resistance Army has been capturing and abducting from their homes children aging, you know, from 6 years old to 14, taking them off into the bush and training them and brainwashing them to be soldiers and fighting their war against the government, which is absolutely just an atrocity. Basically, at the moment, they're in peace negotiations. And if that all goes through, we'll head over in December as the children begin to return to their homes, because there's about 30,000 children in the bush up there with the army. And if the peace talks come through, they'll release them back to their homes. But there's so much rehabilitation that's got to happen and reconciliation with the families as well, because it's these kids have been killing, raping and pillaging and stealing and living wrong lives for years now. And there's a lot of problems to tackle. So we want to get involved up there.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Well, speaking of Uganda, you're going to pull out that acoustic for us in just a minute and play us a song that you've actually written for the country.
Sure.
One more thing before you go, though. What are you hoping to achieve through your music, if you could bring it down to a sentence?
I would love to change the world through music, just as simply as that. I really believe that music is the most amazing and major influence that the world has today. Pretty much every youth in Australia now has an iPod or, you know, downloads songs. It speaks of the power of song to really inspire, to challenge people, to move people. But I would really, at the end of the day, just love to move people through music to make their lives more positive.
On Open House, right across Australia, his name is Levi McGrath. This is Africa.
You got a hope for the human race. You've got a smile for every sad face. And you're gonna get back there soon. Oh, and I fell in love in a way I could not see. The two of us called to the same destiny. But we're gonna get back there soon. So come fly away with me. Take me up over the sea. Oh, I can't wait to relive those memories. I want dust on my feet. I want bread that tastes sweet. I want to hand wash my clothes. I want a net on my bed while your dreams in my head go wherever we go. I wanna take you back to Africa. Oh, you got hands that could take care of anything. The heat of the night or the trouble that the day brings you. You're gonna get back there soon. And oh, sweet music is all I know. I don't think it's much, but I'll give it a go. And we're gonna get back there soon. So come fly away with me. Take me up over the sea. Oh, I can't wait to relive those memories. I want dust on my feet. I want bread that tastes sweet. I want to hand wash my clothes. I want a net on my bed while your dreams in my head go wherever we go. I want to take you back to Africa. Don't say it's out of view. Your dreams, they won't come true. If you listen to the truth, let it carry you. I want to take you back to Africa. I want dust on my feet. I want bread to taste sweet. I want to hand wash my clothes. I want a net on my bed while your dreams in my head go wherever we go. I want to take you back to Africa.
That was fantastic, mate.
Thanks, man.
LeviMcGrath.com is the website. The new album is called Move.
Yep.
And the next trip is to Uganda. But you're touring Australia at the moment, right?
Yeah, touring Australia this year. Hopefully heading to America. Hoping to do a bit of a tour around Florida, Georgia, and Nashville. If that all works out, that'd be fantastic before we head over to Uganda.
Okay. You might come back home then after that, hey?
Yeah.
We'll see. Hey, it's been great to have you on Open House, mate.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.